thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Texas is home to 16 steel-deck truss bridges that carry vehicular traffic. They're the type that collapsed in Minnesota. State Transportation spokesman Mark Ball says these bridges tend to be older. One in Erath County dates back to 1906.
It's reinforced with support by the steel actually being crossed. You can actually see it. There's X's on the bridges as opposed to the concrete bridges that the department is currently building, where basically the steel is built into the concrete itself.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters has asked states to make these bridges a priority, which means some other inspections may be delayed for a short time. In North Texas, crews will take a close look at three Fort Worth bridges, the northbound and southbound University Drive bridges over I-30, and the Lancaster Bridge over the Trinity River near Forest Park Boulevard.
The engineers get on the ground and look up at the bridge with binoculars, and then from the top down, we actually close a lane of traffic, and they walk that lane as well as use what's known as a snooper vehicle, where they actually get in a bucket, and the bucket goes out over the guardrail and then bends underneath the bridge, and they can get a close-up inspection of the bottom half of a bridge. They also use seismic equipment where they can find cracks in the pavement.
State transportation officials describe the inspections as a precaution and continue to insist bridges in Texas are safe. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.